This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My writings of the 21st century. They include this book, Usul Al-Hadith, the methodology of hadith evaluation. This is among the books which I prepared for the Islamic Studies course, Bachelor's of Arts in Islamic Studies, to make sure that the various areas of learning which needed to be covered were in fact covered. Like Usul al-Tafsir, Usul al-Hadith deals with hadith from a variety of different perspectives, including those who claim that hadith are invalid, cannot be relied upon, are hearsay, etc. All of that is covered, as well as the evidence for the reliability of hadith and not distinguishing, differentiating between ahad hadith and mutawatir hadith, etc., from the perspective of accuracy and evidence, as well as how to authenticate hadith, how to research them, what books to look for, what to be expected from these books, etc., narrators, what makes a narrator weak or unreliable, etc., etc., which makes whatever he narrates also weak. All of that is compiled and organized and presented in this work called Usul al-Hadith. It has been reprinted in hardback by the International Islamic Publishing House with this design, and inshallah, it is readily available and is being used in different universities, teaching in English medium in different parts of the world. And it was something that I'd wanted to do from a long time before, because the area of hadith, of course, is a critical area. It's what determines what is Islam and what isn't Islam, to a large degree. So this area did need writing which would and could convince those who had doubts with regards to hadith, what are authentic hadith, what are inauthentic hadith, why they're classified in these different ways. And also, it becomes the foundation for understanding authentic Islam. Because where Islamic practices are based on inauthentic hadith, fabricated, weak, to the point of inaccurate, if we are not able to clear away that material, then what we end up with is hearsay and practice which varies from place to place, person to person, confusion in the ummah. So one of the key areas that needs to be understood and applied is the area of hadith. And especially with some individuals calling for only depending on the Quran. They're called Quraniyun, Parvezis, other names for them. They only follow the Quran. They reject the Sunnah altogether. But this is misguidance and deviation. So a text of this nature and texts of this nature need to be available. Some have been written. This is not the first. Perhaps it brings in areas that the others don't. But the core, depending on classical works done in the area of hadith sciences, as well as more modern, a few modern works which were done in this area, especially Dr. Mustafa Azami, whose work on hadith literature was unparalleled. His conclusions and evidences I have included in this work in order to make it as comprehensive as possible for such a small work. It's over 200 pages, but small in comparison to what Dr. Azami did, which was hundreds and hundreds of pages. Nonetheless, it is useful for teaching the basic first level 101, Hadith 101, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.